From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show, Kevin Holden, CBS 58 in Milwaukee, stepping in for the day for Bill. You will hear Bill tonight at 5 or possibly at 6, depending on what station you are along the network, and the Lodge Kohler kickoff from Leaps and Bounds Cafe at Lodge Kohler. Bill, as a special guest, that would be former Packers linebacker George Kuntz. Also, just want to let you know that Sunday, Bill and Gary Ellerson are at Hinterland Brewery. That's right after Green Bay in Oakland, the 5 o'clock steakhouse, green and gold post-game show on many of these network stations, as Bill is all over this matchup this week.
All right, so I forgot to tell you during the break that you have to call Paul Imig's intro. So that's my fault. That's me as a producer not doing a good job.
No, you've done that in the past, so I know.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah, so here's the idea. You want to know about this matchup this week? You're concerned that the Vegas odds makers are making the Raiders a little too close for comfort in this game? We got the answer. Better call Paul.
Very good.
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Imig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Green and gold analyst Paul Imig joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, it's mid-October, and I'm sure the last time you slept a full night was like August. So how you doing after 6 weeks of the season?
Well, hey, man, I predicted somewhat boldly that I thought this was going to be a really big year for the Packers. Bill and I talked about, you know, at first it was like, you know, back in May and June and July, is this a top 15 defense? And I said, you know, Bill, Darius Smith, Preston Smith. I mean, we don't know a lot about him yet. Keep in mind, this was months ago. We don't know a lot about him yet, but I really think there's a big addition. I think Mike Pettine has his guys. And now we're talking about a top 10 defense and about a 5-1 team that is at home against a pretty stinky Oakland Raiders team. Should be 6-1. Patrick Mahomes goes down last night. That gives you a better chance on the road in Kansas City, certainly. Maybe 7-1. Carolina is not far off on the schedule in early November. There's no Cam Newton. Yeah, Kyle Allen looks okay, but, you know, I mean, so in terms of, like, maybe where expectations were for most Packers fans, which seemed, you know, a bit on, like, the pessimistic side of the pessimistic, optimistic meter a few months ago, it's been interesting and different to have a Packers team that I think is actually playing, you know, in my opinion at least, an excitable level of football, and in a style in which we haven't really seen a Packers team being led defensively in a while. So, and now, and on top of that, Aaron Rodgers sort of looks like Aaron Rodgers again for the past couple games. So, it's enjoyable to watch this type of football, that's for sure, compared to the last 2 years.
And to me, Rodgers doing the thing he did with Lazard at the end of that Lions game was one of the most encouraging things I've seen in a long time. Because, and I mentioned this right at the start of the show today, it takes me back to Jeff Janis in Arizona in the playoffs, which is to say Rodgers, at his best, is capable of beating a good team with his fifth option at wide receiver, which means if your defense is better and Aaron Rodgers is still capable of doing Aaron Rodgers things, they're in the NFC Championship discussion right now, right?
Unquestioned. I think there's a pretty solid four-team grouping at the top. The 49ers, I've looked into some of the more of the advanced stats on their defense. They are, like, absurdly good through five games defensively in San Francisco. Russell Wilson leading Seattle and probably leading the NFL MVP voting at the moment. If you were to cast votes right now, it's probably Russell Wilson as your MVP. Seattle looks like a good team. You know, the Saints look like a good team, especially that they were able to survive the Drew Brees injury. And the Packers, I mean, there's a grouping there, and then, you know, a couple steps down, you have a Dallas, you have a Philadelphia, you have a Los Angeles Rams, you know, you have a Bears, you have a Vikings. But I think there's a clear cut four at the top, and I think to not consider the Packers among the elite of the NFC would be a pretty poor take, in my opinion.
The Raiders come in as one of these teams that I'm a little bit concerned about how Vegas feels. Vegas has this weird way of being very right, and they have the Raiders sort of hanging around more than I think they would. And it's the fact that there's not this great name. There's no Khalil Mack over there. There's no Antonio Brown over there. But apparently, based on what we've seen from this Raiders team, John Gruden is maximizing what he's getting out of these Raiders. How? How's that happening?
Great question. I am not a John Gruden fan.
No, so really?
I'm not. Oh, my God. I mean, it's nothing personal. I don't know the guy. But used car salesman type of head coach. You just, yeah, like he's very, you know, Kevin, he's one of those guys where it's like, hey, you know, the stats would suggest you should run this type of play. And he's the kind of guy that, ha, then I'll do the opposite just to prove your dumb analytics wrong. we're just not the same type of human being. Having said that, and by the way, him training Khalil Mack is like his first big move, like to pick up draft picks. Like, okay, John, all right, enjoy losing. But anyway, they are getting a better return, I think, out of this early season than what anybody, at least with the last name not being Gruden, that anybody would have anticipated them getting off to. I mean, they do have an above-average league quarterback. They just gave their tight end, Darren Waller, $9 million a year per year extension. He's kind of been in that, you know, that Kittle and Kelsey level of tight end ability, which is not easy to find yourself in that caliber of name. Our friend Trevor Davis has actually been a pretty good addition for them, but all things being said, in terms of the spread and what you're talking about with, you know, sometimes when Vegas gives you that eerie feeling, I think there's two reasons for it. One, the Packers are coming off a Monday Night Football game, and yeah, they got to stay home. You know, they didn't travel after the game. They didn't have to go. It's like they stayed right in Green Bay, but it's still tough. You know, you go from Monday at 7:30 to Sunday at noon. I mean, that's not something to completely look over. But I think more importantly is no Davante Adams, probably. It would appear no Geronimo Allison, probably. It would appear no Marquez Valdez-Scantling, probably. So can, you know, even a 5-1 Packers team against a very average-ish Raiders team, even at home, win a game when it's Jake Kumerow, Alan Lazard, Darius Shepard, and brand newcomer Ryan Grant as your primary wide receivers? And that is, I mean, if Rodgers pulls it off, and of course he's not the only one, it's a team game, but like if he pulls off a big offensive performance, you know, with that group, that, and by the way, not even like Tanyan's not even going to be available. So it's like it's the Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis show at tight end. And, you know, that has, you know, that's not a great duo of pass catchers, at least at this stage in their late careers respectively. But yeah, I think that's the main reason. It's the quick turnaround for the Packers, but more importantly, most teams can't be without their top three wide receivers and win, or at least put up a lot of points. And I'm sure that's the main thought process behind a somewhat tight game from a prediction standpoint.
The other thing that the Packers can do now that they couldn't do, for example, when in 2015, early 2016, when you had all these guys, these receivers that were hurt, the one thing they can do now a little more is they have built a little bit of respect for their run game. They've got Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams who have done more this year, I think, than the running backs would have done 3, 4, 5 years ago. You think that helps? And do you think Matt LaFleur, if he can't get something going from the receiving game, is comfortable leaning a little heavier on the run?
Well, absolutely. And you said gained a little bit of respect. I mean, I would argue if Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams over the past couple weeks especially haven't given the Packers a considerable amount of respect as a rushing attack, I think that would be surprising. Like, you know, honestly, if you're game planning to stop the Packers offense on Sunday and you're in Oakland, do you let Lazard, Kumerow, Shepard, Grant beat you, knowing though that of course that means kind of sort of letting Aaron Rodgers beat you? Or do you say, you know what, Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams are not going to have a big day against us? And you know what, if Aaron Rodgers has a huge game and can turn a bunch of undrafted guys, unproven guys, guys with one good game on their resume into a winning game on a Sunday afternoon, you know, so be it, right? Because, I think the most important thing for that rushing attack that you mentioned is Aaron Jones was so good in Dallas that he's on national talk shows. He's being very much hyped as a top five running back, which he probably deserves to be in that conversation. And then he fumbles on Monday night. And then he drops a surefire touchdown that looked very much like a high school level type of play. I mean, it was a bad, ugly drop. What does Jamal Williams do in the absence of Aaron Jones having that type of game? Rushes for 104, you know, has the big highlight play at the end by sliding when he could have padded his stats a little bit to set up the Crosby field goal. So, I mean, honestly, if I'm a defensive coach in the NFL right now and I'm playing the Packers without Adams, without Allison, without Valdez-Scantling, I'm probably going to take my chances that, you know, at least if I stop the ground game and Rodgers wants to turn those guys into household names, I'll let him do that. You know, it's probably a stop-the-run-first type of approach if you're going against the Packers right now, I would think.
It's stop the run, and then on the other side of the ball, hoping to stop the run, and Kenny Clark is missed time in practice. If Kenny Clark doesn't go Sunday, is it a significant dent? I mean, is it going to be a major issue to stop the run if Kenny's not there?
Yeah, and he did return to practice today, so, I mean, maybe that's going to trend on the positive side. But no doubt, I mean, because though they've picked it up a little bit recently, there's still a lot of recent film on the Packers being gashed in the run game. There's still, I'm sure, a lot of confidence from offensive coaches thinking that they can run all over the Packers. And if Kenny Clark, one of the premier interior defensive linemen in the league, would happen to be missing, or, you know, plays less snaps than he would or less efficient snaps than he otherwise would have, because Kenny Clark, unlike a lot of big defensive linemen in recent Packers history and even across the league, he's out there like 85% of the snaps. He's not one of those. You know, even when Mike Daniels was tearing up the league, he was a 40-45% of snaps guy. He was always being subbed off the field in different packages. Kenny Clark never leaves the field. If you don't have Kenny Clark, yeah, I mean, you're probably going to be gashed a little bit. And to a certain extent, you know, Mike Pettine would allow that if it means that they're stopping the pass and if they're creating turnovers and all these other things. But there's no doubt. I mean, Kenny Clark at this point, even at a young age, I think he's still only 23, is a premier, you know, top 10, top 5 interior defensive lineman. And without him, yeah, I mean, I would have no doubt that Oakland could run the ball all over Lambeau Field on Sunday.
Emig, we got just a few quick seconds, TV suggestions. You got shows for me?
Yeah, I'm going to give you two.
Hit it.
One won't apply to you because I think you've continued to fail in watching Breaking Bad, which is just crazy. But Joe and I had a really good weekend last weekend because we got to see the Breaking Bad movie, which was El Camino on Netflix. So you won't watch that yet, but, you know, call me in 12 years when you've actually watched, you know, better Breaking Bad and then maybe even Better Call Saul, and then we'll watch El Camino together, you know, in the year 2032 or something.
Paul, did you like El Camino?
You know, Joe, I loved it.
I did too.
I know you did too. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people were disappointed with it. I enjoyed Pinkman's story and his past and what it was like being tortured by those guys. And I really liked it.
Yeah, no, me too. And I couldn't even believe the criticism that I was hearing. I was like, really? Like, your biggest complaint about a show or about a movie is that it was maybe like fan service or it wasn't necessarily needed. If that's your biggest complaint, but it rocked otherwise, I think that's a pretty good way to spend 2 hours. The other one I'm going to give you, and I don't know if Joe has watched this, because Joe's a pretty good connoisseur of television as well. There was a show that just concluded on HBO starring Danny McBride called The Righteous Gemstone. Have you at least heard of it, Joe or Kevin?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it, though.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. So I looked it up knowing that you were on the air today, Kevin, because I'm like, how do I explain a 9-episode first season that was just absolutely bonkers? So Danny McBride, do you know who that is, Kevin?
Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
Kenny Powers, Eastbound and Down?
There you go.
There you go. The comedy series tells the story of a world-famous televangelist family with a long tradition of deviance, greed, and charitable work. All right, that's HBO's definition for the show. It was awesome. It was crazy, and I would highly recommend The Righteous Gemstones on HBO and on demand or wherever else it's available because it was great. So watch it.
I plan to get to some of this stuff, if for nothing else, and because I tend to average an Achilles injury a year, so, you know, I'm probably due for one soon.
Left, man. I didn't know Achilles left.
I know. I have scars on the back of both now. Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to find some other ligament to tear.
Ugh. Or but, not.
Or not. Preferably not, probably not.
Paul, always appreciated, man. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst. Thanks for joining us, dude. We'll catch up soon.
All right. See you guys. See you.
Paul Emig joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. We've got buy or sell, Joe. I got the wallet out. I've got like some lint. There's a two-year-old expired credit card, a coupon for a local steakhouse, also expired. I'm buying something with it, though.
We might as well not do the segment if you can't afford any of it.
I'll go to the ATM during the break, and
right.
then I'll have some money. Buy or sell next on The Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends from the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. You heard me talk a lot about electric cars a little bit, right? Lots of EVs being announced. You see those Teslas running around a lot more lately, right? Interesting fact, one of the big reasons that people buy the EV is because they don't use fossil fuels to drive around town. Oil and gas, you know, you don't pour the gas into the tank and then drive around. But if you've got an E85 vehicle and 85% of ethanol, then you're achieving 85% of what the EVs are doing. If you got a flex fuel car and you use the E85, you're good to go. That fuel you're burning, that's not a fossil fuel either. That is from our Corn Growers Association right here in the state of Wisconsin. So if you're an EV driver cruising around out there, feel good about it. If you've got E85, feel real good about it, and you're not tied to an outlet. You can run gas just like you always do if you got an E85 vehicle, but if the E85 is available, go for it. Getting 85% of the way towards not burning the fossil fuels in your car without having to buy a brand new car. Flex fuel vehicles, I've got one. I love it. And for all the information and to see if your car qualifies, go to wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Buy or Sell is right around the corner. First, breaking news on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz. Davante Adams out for Sunday's game against the Raiders. He has been ruled out. That turf toe has not improved enough for Adams to face the Raiders this Sunday. Still no decision yet on Marquez Valdes-Scantling or on Geronimo Allison, but the breaking news here, Davante Adams is out.
One guy that just got ruled that's going to be activated on Sunday, if you're a fantasy football person,
yeah,
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, he's going to play.
He's going to play.
So the significant two ways, right? Because if you had his backup, you got to take care of that.
Right.
And then, of course, Saquon Barkley, a difference maker in a major way, fantasy and real life, if he's playing.
You see, I have Daniel Jones. I hope he throws a couple of, you know, screen passes to Saquon and then just let him go.
Yeah, why not?
And inflate Daniel Jones in those numbers, because I have Drew Brees, who I'm waiting
back.
So that's my personal fantasy football problems.
What a mess that is. Okay, so you are buying the idea of Saquon Barkley as a difference maker this week in fantasy. I think that's a safe buy. Let's see what else you got in the buy or sell category today.
Heard this one this morning on Chuck and Winkler on the Fan of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Buy or sell, Geronimo Allison is just a guy.
Ooh. It's an interesting question because Geronimo Allison has come along in a weird time for Packers wide receivers. He's come along in this sort of interim. Like, if you put Geronimo Allison on the 2011 Packers, he's lost. You know what I mean? He's just buried. And I think the last couple of years, you've seen him come along and do some things. Aaron Rodgers does good things with receivers all up and down his roster. Alan Lazard last week, great example. I'm selling it, though. Geronimo Allison is more than just a guy. I think there's been enough talent for the Packers to stand by him and keep him around and keep him in the mix through ups and downs, not just for 1 year, but for several years. And that doesn't happen if you're just a guy. If you're just a guy, then at some point here you get sent somewhere else. You get cut. And that hasn't happened, and they seem committed to him. I think I'm selling it. I think he's more than just a guy.
Buy or sell.
All right. Alan Lazard will lead Packers wide receivers this Sunday with 10 catches for at least 100 yards and a score.
And now with this news that just came out about Davante Adams being ruled out, You know Lazard is going to play a role, but I got to sell it because Alan Lazard could still be a difference maker. So what you have here is 10 catches, 100 yards, and a score. I think Lazard could still be a difference maker. He could still come up with a key play, a key catch, but I think he falls short in this in these categories in that if this is what Rodgers has to work with, if it's Lazard, if it's, you know, these the Darius Shepherds of the world, if this is what he's doing Sunday, the catches are going to be spread all over the place. Mercedes Lewis is going to have catches, right? They're going to be everywhere. And with that in mind, Lazard might be the leader for the receivers with more like 6 catches for 71 yards and a score, right? So I'm going to sell. I think he'll be a guy. He'll be up there near the top of the stat sheet as it looks right now, but those numbers are kind of lofty.
Buy or sell?
Well, let's see if these numbers are a little lofty. Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams will combine for at least 200 rushing yards on Sunday.
200?
Yes. So we could see like maybe 130 from Aaron Jones and then the other 70 from Jamal or vice versa or 100 apiece.
Wow.
Buy or sell?
That's a commitment to the run game. Well, because I guess your point is that if they don't have receivers, they're going to have to gain yards somehow, right? Okay, I'm going to do this in a different way. Most of the time, I would say there's no way possible. But the combination of how the Packers need to approach this game, this opponent, and the receivers that are out, I'm actually going to buy this. And I'm probably going to end up being on some sound clip somewhere forever saying this. But I'm going to buy it. Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams will combine for 200 yards on the ground. I think it'll be like 110 and 90 or something. It's not going to be a huge disparity between the two, but I think they both could gash Oakland, and I think they both might have to.
Well, we might have to make a point about this on Twitter on Sunday. Are you at the game?
Yes.
You'll be there. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because you're doing your post-game stuff.
That's
for
right.
58.
That's okay. Exactly right.
I bet a goof.
Buy or sell?
All right, moving along. The Packers defense forces at least 3 turnovers.
See, if you're facing like Jay Cutler, if you're facing a Flacco or someone like that, then maybe. And I'm not saying that Derek Carr is like this fantastic quarterback, but I think that the Raiders will do enough with Jacobs that they're not going to depend on Carr to do that much. Because if you have 3 turnovers, it means you have to force some things or you have to be really, really bad. Carr's not really, really bad. He's not really good. But he would have to force a lot of things for that to happen. And I don't see that happening with a decent run game and the idea that the Packers could be gashed by the run. Selling that one, I don't think the defense forces at least 3 turnovers. They play well. This is not on the defense. I just don't think the Raiders will put themselves in that position.
By the way, I am not all that happy with Matt LaFleur because he told Za'Darius Smith to knock it off with sack celebrations. I don't like that. Let the man celebrate.
Sure. I'm 100% on board.
Maybe it's just because, you know, the sleeping one that he did gave a little bit too much behind the scenes about him being late for a meeting. So,
yeah, maybe.
But come on, man.
Yeah, let him have some fun.
That's part of what this defensive culture has been, led by those two guys. It's about having fun, getting home to the quarterback and having fun afterwards. Don't take that away.
Right. I'm 100%. I will buy that.
Can I buy that? Yes, sure. For 50 cents.
Bring it.
Buy or sell.
All right, last one for you. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but the Wisconsin Badgers will have their 5th shutout of the season.
You cannot bet against that Badgers defense right now. They're doing things that haven't been seen in a quarter century in college football. That like the 90s Florida State defenses. They're that good so far. And so I would not bet against them. I know that a shutout is a lofty goal because, you know, one slip up and that changes, but I'm buying it. So just like the running game, I'm buying a Badgers shutout against Illinois. That could be like a 45-0 game.
Yeah, I was talking to Chris Orr a couple weeks ago and I said, how would you describe the identity of this defense? Like, it's the best way to characterize it. And he's like, dude, we want to be like the 85 Bears.
Man.
We want to be the no-name Dolphins. You know, and it's just, and I'm like, wow. And they show it again. Like, I never expected this defense to be this good. And again, it's not like it's one or two particular guys. I mean, Chris Orr and Zach Barner are the leaders, but everyone, everywhere on that defense is making plays.
You've seen talented Badgers teams, and a lot of them over the last decade. I don't know if you've seen a team do what this Badgers team does when it sets its mind to it.
Right.
The opening drive of that Michigan game made me sit up in my seat. Like, hi, Michigan. Right down our throats. Touchdown. First drive. Just not one pass. One pass attempt on the drive.
Going for it on fourth down like it's no one's business.
There is an attitude.
Back.
There's an attitude. And that, Joey may be saying special things about him in November, December.
I hope I'm going to Atlanta or Phoenix for the college football playoff.
That's what
I'm hoping for, but one thing at a time. Beat Illinois, and let's see what they do against Ohio State.
Buying the shutout. So there it is.
All right, there we go.
Plus the 50 cents for the other thing. So
go get yourself some M&Ms.
Okay. Second trip to the ATM during the break. Eric Baranchik from the Green Bay Press-Gazette on the other side of the break on the Bill Michaels Show. Portion of the program brought to you by good friends at Quick Trip. Get in there for the opening drive contest. Use your Quick Rewards card and you could be eligible to get a game package, a couple of tickets, even win yourself some cash on the opening drive. All you got to do is go to Quick Trip, check it out for yourself, get your Quick Rewards card, or just download the app on any mobile device you may have. That is from our friends at Quick Trip.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show, Kevin Holden, CBS 58 in Milwaukee, in for Bill today. You will hear him tonight at either 5 or 6, depending on which station you're at here on the network. The Lodge Kohler kickoff from Leaps and Bounds Cafe at Lodge Kohler. That's Bill and Packers linebacker George Kuntz. For us, at this moment, we have Eric Baranchik from the Green Bay Press-Gazette and PackersNews.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, this is always a fun time of year to chat with you because we're into the season. We've opened up enough things that we know some stuff about this Packers team. But to have them be 5-1 and to see that little ray of light to be 7-1 at the halfway point adds a little buzz. Does it do the same for you in your work life right now?
Oh, certainly. First of all, hey, thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a great football Friday, man. There's a ton of good football coming up here in the next 3 days. I mean, high school is finishing up, so getting ready for playoff seedings. And, tomorrow is always Saturday at 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock is a magical time. And then, Sunday, Monday. So it's, this is the time of the year where everything on the back of your neck starts to stand up a little bit. And if you enjoy going out in the woods and hunting and stuff, you throw that onto the pile. And, man, but you're right. You got 5-1, go ahead and in. It's pretty exciting. There's an opportunity to be very special. I certainly did not expect this type of situation to be in, and I don't think probably if you asked many of the Packers, they wouldn't say the same thing. But I think, this week coming up, this is going to be a bigger challenge than I think a lot of people think, just because of the injury situation at the wideout position. So it's, as excited as you are, you really got to have a approach this weekend with a little bit of apprehension, and not be disappointed if they drop one here.
It is easy with Aaron Rodgers, and this has been going on for years. It is easy to get lulled that he throws this thing up, and somebody on the back end of that who wasn't drafted or was brought in on a tryout is the guy catching the pass, right? Who's the Alan Lazards of the world, or Janice a few years ago when he was depleted of options. It's easy to think in terms of that just happening with absolutely anyone, but when you have a defense that can plan for it and scheme for it with a week coming in as opposed to losing guys during a game, I imagine it will be a little tougher for Rodgers to find those guys since the Raiders have had a week to prepare for not seeing Davante Adams and probably not seeing Allison and MVS either.
Well, it's two things. It's how they're gonna attack Aaron Rodgers, and that's number one. If you saw the way Detroit did it, where they just hemmed him in. I mean, their pass rushers were not overly aggressive. They're basically getting to quarterback level and stopping, and the inside guys were more concerned with staying in their lanes and making sure that there wasn't a running lane for 12, which was really smart because they knew they were depleted with weapons. And if they could drop seven or drop eight in some cases, sometimes they dropped eight and had a only rush three with a linebacker spy. They knew that it was going to be really hard for Aaron Rodgers to be able to make the throws. And, you know, they were right. It wasn't about Aaron Rodgers making the throws. It was about the guys on the other end actually trying to catch it. So that was a tough end. So that's the thing you got to worry about. The other thing is defensively, when you're is how they're going to deal with or how they're going to cover. Are they going to try and you know, do what the Lions did and drop a bunch of guys, or are they going to load up the box, try to do man type stuff? But you know, so I think there's a lot of interesting things on offense to look at, and you know, and it centers more around. You know, Aaron Rodgers, everybody knows he's going to get the ball, and the way that he performed on Monday night was just, I mean, that was, his numbers weren't super. I mean, he was a sub-90 quarterback rating, but in my opinion, in the recent years, that was a phenomenal performance. You know, if half the catches that got dropped, you know, his quarterback rating goes bananas, and he has another touchdown or two, you know, it's really, I thought his performance was great. And now if you're the Raiders, it's, you know, man, I just don't know. Well, the Raiders don't know either what they're going to show up on Sunday because, you know, you might just line up and just eye formation and pound the heck out of the ball. But it'll be interesting to see, that's for sure.
I think in the vast majority of cases, NFL teams around the league, if you knew that your top receivers would be out, that the first thing you would look to is, say, a tight end who has been an all-world tight end at some point in his career. What does it say about Jimmy Graham and where he is right now that he's not in our discussion? We're talking about them running the ball. We're talking about other stuff. But the what would be an obvious switch for a lot of teams, going to a tight end, it does not feel like the Packers, you know, that Jimmy Graham is capable of picking that slack up at this point.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, how many touchdowns just this year has he dropped?
Oh.
You know, everybody's talking about, well, you know, he's obviously lost a step or two. It's not as fast as it used to be. That's fine. You know, you can live with that. You can, you know, Jason Witten makes a living at catching the ball and falling down. But the problem is you got to be able to catch the ball, you know. So I think the biggest factor for Green Bay going into this game is the health of Robert Tonyan. If he's able to get out there and do something, that helps them because that's going to be an extra guy that can do stuff up the middle and pressure those safeties. And that is, you know, in my opinion, is the best thing. The other thing is going to be, you know, in training camp, we saw Vitale was catching the ball all over the place. They ran wheel routes. He ran stuff out coming out of the backfield off of power look, an isolation look. You know, so play action pass with him. I think this might be the game where they kind of got to get him involved just because of the lack of the stuff so that they have on the edge. So, you know, how to make that work is to run deep crosses and deep slants and drive the safeties with that outside perimeter receiver who's running that route and then run a wheel route behind it with the fullback or a tight end like Tonyan. The problem with what they have right now with Jimmy Graham, he just doesn't have the speed. They can cover him with a linebacker. Where Tonyan, you got to start thinking about safety. And if you got a fullback, well, unfortunately, you're stuck with a linebacker on him unless he starts, you know, has 10 catches and 200 yards. Then you can drop a safety down on him. But, you know, the reality is that you're right. You know, it is kind of a bad situation with them right now at tight end. And, you know, the good news is Lewis had a couple of really nice catches, and that one in the third quarter going up the sideline was a great catch. And, you know, he kind of is having a little bit of resurgence. So it's probably more so than instead of going after having one threat, it's going to be kind of a three-headed monster if Tonyan can get out there.
Eric Baranchyk, much appreciated. This is a fun time of year. Can't wait to get up there to Lambeau on Sunday and enjoy this Packers-Raiders game. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah, take care. Enjoy that omelet on Sunday morning. Those are the best.
Yeah, man. That Lambeau Field food, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy it. It's going to be super.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Eric Baranch at Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Yeah, Joe, when are you up there Sunday? You see you're going to this game, right?
I am. I'm going to be there.
Let's post pictures of our omelets so that the people know what we're talking about.
I always hate to rub it in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose.
It's one of the coolest parts of this job is being able to cover games in Lambeau, being a warm press box, you know, first class, everything. I just hate to rub that in.
Yeah, I guess it's
I feel true. Like I'm rubbing it in now.
Just saying that we get an omelet?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's good enough that Eric Baranchik mentions it on the air, right? That's how meaningful it is. Because
we'll all be standing in the line together.
Oh, yeah. Gary will try to eat both of ours, probably. That's how
No, he'll cut.
He'll cut.
Because he's Gary.
And then steal yours and then half of mine and have 2.5 omelets. I know how this goes. The new male heads up plays of the week next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
New Mail's up plays of the week coming up in just a second, but first, a report from Mike Clemens.
Now, a green and gold update, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers added more names to the injury list. Receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who injured his knee against the Lions, did not practice. He joins Geronimo Allison out with a concussion. Devontae Adams still dealing with the turf toe.
You know, having us three down right now is tough, and it's putting the team in a tough situation. But, I mean, it's next man up. We got other guys that are extremely capable, so they just got to, you know, rise to the occasion.
On defense, Kenny Clark and Tremon Williams didn't practice. And linebacker Za'Darius Smith says that Matt LaFleur has asked them to cool it when it comes to quarterback sack celebrations on third down.
Coach don't want me to do celebrations anymore.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I
had one for this week. It was going to be nice too, but Coach, he felt like situations during that time, punt team or they want to go for fourth down, and I'm taking up too much time. So if you guys get a chance to interview him, talk to him, get up to Roger Cadell, see if we could get some celebration time.
In Oakland, Raiders head coach John Gruden was asked, how different does the Packers' offense look under Matt LaFleur?
Yeah, they're doing a lot of different things with the structure of their plays, but Rodgers is still working the snap count. You see him beat Denver with the hard count. His magnificent scrambling, creating offense is uncommon. It's just unbearable to watch. I hate watching this guy. He's fun to watch, but he's really not fun to watch when you got to play against him.
That's Raiders head coach John Gruden. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on The Bill Michaels Show.
Portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate, all but guaranteeing the fact that they can fix you, help you with your problem. And if you're feeling moody or sluggish or run down, no stamina, no energy, they can help you out there as well. Just stop in and get your numbers checked for low T. Takes about 10-15 minutes, and they can help you out almost right then and there, right on the spot, at least set you up with a program. And if you're looking down right now and you're thinking, man, I need to lose a few pounds or jumpstart the new health and wellness system, that's the way to do it. Go to Neumel Medical. Call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451.
The Neumel heads-up plays of the week. Packers over the Detroit Lions Monday Night Football. And like most of the Packers wins this year, it's been happening with defense. Third down, QB see somebody named Smith coming at him. In this case, it's Za'Darius Smith.
Let's see if they come after Matthew Stafford here. They only bring four. Stafford steps up. Four was plenty. That was Za'Darius Smith, his sixth of the year. Night-night, he says, to third down.
That was ESPN's Monday Night Football on the broadcast. By the way, Brandon Kennard, sports director of NBC 26 in Green Bay, says Matt LaFleur says that he didn't tell Za'Darius Smith not to celebrate after third down sacks. They just have to be done in a timely fashion. So make him quick.
Okay, good. At least he can do them. Jeez.
It does make me feel better. By the way, I can't get enough Smith sacks. Za'Darius got one. How about another play of the week here from Preston Smith?
This is why you spend all the money right here. Okay, 55 and 91. 55 is Za'Darius Smith, is that defensive tackle. 91 at end. And here he comes.
Taking him down. Preston Smith. And they have two tight ends staying in protection, and still Preston Smith comes around him. Third second of the night.
That's watch number 91, Preston Smith. This is why you got to have impact players. What a get off. And he turns the corner against number 71, Wick Wagner. Impact players that can win one-on-one battles.
That's, and they are guys like that. Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith. By the way, thank you, Mid-Atlantic States, for giving up those players and basically reworking the Packers' defense. That has taken pressure off of Aaron Rodgers, and it's turned him into 2015 Aaron Rodgers. Ask Alan Lazard how that's going.
Third down and five. Rodgers, same side. And this time, it's in the hands of Lazard. Incredible play. 35-yard touchdown.
Your New Mail Heads Up Plays of the Week brought to you by the New Mail Medical Center. Appreciate that. Packers win. They'll try to go to 6-1 if they can beat the Oakland Raiders Sunday at Lambeau Field. Another hour of the Bill Michaels Show. Stick around.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.